Okay, so forget everything you think you know about the boogeyman that lives under your bed, in your closet, up in the attic, or beneath the stairs. Because that's bullshit. This fucking guy was real. He actually walked the earth, and we're going to get into it in this episode.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode as horrible as this one's going to be. The next one is going to be way worse. So, how's it going, Zach? How are you doing?
Hi, Matt. I'm great. Thanks for asking. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for having me.
We're doing. Lindy, how are you?
I am great.
What's up, Todd?
I am fucking fantabulous! I can't wait to get into this really fossum topic.
It is, it's something. This first one, I might be a little bit shorter than the second one's going to be because I wanted to get to a certain point, and then the next one's just going to be just like all bad, basically.
All
not
bad.
That this beginning one's good in
all
any
bad.
Way.
Just bad. Yeah. All bad.
All bad.
Are we going to talk about the fishy?
Fishy. Yeah.
No cheeky.
I was going to say, and not of the snark fish variety.
the Albert fish variety. Too bad you can't see Lindy's hoodie that she's wearing.
The Albert Fish cookbook for children?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's not for children. It's
to of use. Children.
Of children.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So, I'm just going to hold my breath and just let me know when we're done. If I pass out, just keep going.
I have a bunch of things, but one of the things that I want to do, because most of it comes from this book, Deranged. So, yeah, back to Harold Schechter again. So, in the beginning, he had craved only the pain. It wasn't until later that the blood hunger that had possessed him and remembered the first time he'd sought to satisfy it. He cut off a piece of the monkey, just the tip, with a pair of scissors. But the little one had set up such an awful howl, even through a gag, he had taken pity on it and ran away, leaving it bleeding and moaning on the bed.
Just the tip, baby. Just the tip.
Just cut off the tip. Not big deal. You know?
My gentle Jesus.
Foreshadowing of the foreskin kind of thing is what that was.
Oh, dear sweet 300 pounds, sweet baby Jesus.
Like I said, the first one is going to be a bit shorter. The second one is going to be, because I didn't want to start getting into the bad stuff and then quit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's like drinking out of a spittoon, you know? It was all one strand.
Isn't there enough to go around?
I almost wanted to do it in one episode. It's kind of like, yeah, it's medicine. It tastes bad. Just do it in one shot. But then it was like, so the second one will be the one shot.
I guess. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this he
is
was just, actually.
This is like the finger in the ass, is what you're saying.
Actually, that seems rather pleasant as compared to a lot of things that go on in this.
At least we've reached the point where Matt's like, I'd rather take the finger.
There is a point
going in my ass.
There is a point later on where the cops are going through his shit that he's got on his bedside dresser drawer. They found an old, like, rotten hot dog and a carrot, and the officer picked it up and said, "What's this for?" And he goes, "I shove it in my ass."
And that's why Matt picked this guy.
And that was what turned me on. I was like, oh, he's not all bad, right?
And that's why I hang out with you fuckers.
Well, Matt, right, so fucking let the games begin.
Let's go get dark. He was actually born Hamilton Howard Fish, May 19th, 1870. Have we done one older than this? Was the Axeman older than this?
No.
Elizabeth Bathory was.
Bathory was, yeah, okay, that would have been, yeah, that, yeah. Yeah. But he changed his name from Hamilton because those cruel-ass kids that he went to school with gave him a nickname and he didn't like it. They called him Ham and Eggs. Ham and Eggs. That's it. That's as bad as it was.
Wow.
That's adorable.
Good thing he wasn't from Eppingham.
Yeah. Try being a chunky kid with the name Matt. Jeez, what rhymes with that? Fuck me.
Did he want to play?
Not
play
even
his
hard.
Own way? Did he sell his own seashells on the seashores of life?
Wickety, wickety, wham.
His childhood was shit, though. I mean, he was verbally and physically abused. And then his dad, this is funny, was 75 years old when he was born. His name was Randall Fish.
I was going to say, apparently that fish has got some erect bones in it still.
He was a riverboat captain. They're always ready to rock, I think. been on the river for a while, baby. It's time to go. Here's the thing. His dad was 43 years older than his mother.
Whoa.
That would be as if my future wife was born today.
Yeah.
And then, what?
Dude's got game. That's all I can say. Dad, he's got a huge
wanger. Well, in 1870,
wanger.
You know, I would
he's got
have
a
been,
huge
you know.
Wanger.
Riverboat captain. How do you think he checked the depth? No, it's good.
Your mom needed her oil check, so I dip checked it.
We're not going to bottom out here, I promise. Look at that. So they had four other kids, but Albert would have had an older brother, but he died at a very young age. And so when Hamilton changed his name to Albert, that was actually his older brother's name.
Okay, before you keep going, I've just got H.H. Holmes stuck in my head now. So we had an H.H. Fish is what you're saying.
H.H. Fish. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then then if you remember, his middle name's Howard. Well, that was Anton LaVey's name. It was Howard Stanton LaVey.
Yeah.
And he changed it. So something about the H's, people just don't like H names. So they want to change it to something else.
Holy hell.
But I don't know. I don't get the parents. If that was me, my one lost a child at a young age, and then one of my other children wanted to change their name, but they wanted to name themselves after a child I lost, I'd be like, no, how about no? But it doesn't matter, because there was all sorts of mental illness that ran in the family. Like,
must have been the huge wanger. Okay.
It's got its side effects, apparently. But Randall died in 1875. So he was only 5 years old, maybe 6 years old when his dad died.
Did his dad die with a huge erection?
All the blood that it took to get that massive thing up. His heart couldn't take it anymore.
I woke up with the morning wood and that was it. I said, later.
So his mom couldn't afford to take care of him because that was her job. And stay at home and take care of the kids. And actually, his dad did have a nickname for him. It's Stick in the Mud. So Ham and Eggs and Stick in the Mud.
Okay, this goes back to the fucking big dick joke, but okay. Keep going.
Well, that's all I know. It's got enough water for the boat to travel through. Sticks in the Mud.
We call him that because he always walking around with a stick in his ass.
Amongst other things.
So his mother couldn't afford to take care of the kids anymore. So they were sent off to orphanages. And he went to St. John's, where things, you know, you got to think 1875 at a orphanage had to be pleasant. What's that?
What state did they live in?
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
There was Washington, D.C. and later moves to New York. But yeah, so at St. John's, he learned how to get beat. And to beat others, and really started to enjoy it. Ooh. Yeah, but that comes later too.
So S&M at an early age.
Mm-hmm. It's already starting. Yeah, it's already starting where he's witnessing things. And apparently he had fallen out of a tree and become concussed. He wet the bed until he was, well, like 11 years old or 12 years old before he ever stopped wetting the bed. It's like those signs of, you know, things are coming. It's like, what are they like? Wet in the bed, playing with fire, killing animals. That's sort of like, uh-huh. That doesn't mean, animals, yeah, it doesn't mean you're going to do anything, but it's like also like, keep an eye on that
kid.
It's
not looking good.
So So there was also a thing that he witnessed some boys do at the orphanage, where they actually had access to like animals, and there was a horse that the boys had tied up. They took kerosene to its tail, lit it on fire, and let it go.
It's not funny. My horse is on fire.
That's so awful.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't to him. I think he got stiff. He was just like, whoa. Because
was he like, whoa? Or was he like, giddy up?
Whoa. let's do this. Because later on in his life, what he ends up doing, and I will bring it up later again, but he would like to take cotton balls and soak them in kerosene or whatever he could get, gasoline, whatever, stuff them in his ass crack and light them on fire.
What? I mean, every once in a while, hot, I like, clean my ears out with like rubbing alcohol because it feels so good. But I'm not
would like to officially
ass.
State that I have been one-upped. I've done a lot of dumb shit in my life, but I will never fucking put flaming cotton balls in my fucking ass.
Oh, they're not flaming when they go in. And
doesn't
that's nothing.
Matter.
That's nothing. I mean, really.
Gasoline burns. That's all I'm going to say.
So his mom him. Finally does.
Damn near kill him.
Damn near burn him. And I'm thinking, dude, once that goes up, that ain't going out until it's done, and I'm assuming he's just beating away as it's burning. That's the only thing I can come up with.
I guess he didn't have to wax his ass then, huh?
I don't believe he did. No, probably just scrubbed the black out of it from being burnt to hell. Well, cotton ball stuck to it, melted to his ass. Weren't you afraid you're going to cauterize that motherfucker and not be able to go? How are you going to get the hot dog up there? You keep burning it shut.
That's what the carrot's for.
That's what the carrot's a bit harder. It's got a smaller end. It's like wallering out your ears. It's like wallering out your ears for a bigger gauge.
The hypothetical part of my brain is going, how would that work? Could this be done?
Are you considering the cotton ball? Dog's just sitting around the house. He's like, you know, I'm fucking bored.
Lindy, you got any cotton balls? I'm gonna start with alcohol first.
Yeah.
Smoke of an alcohol, see how that works.
If I'd start ever with... hear you get into the closet, I'm gonna be worried.
I'll be right back.
I would start with drinking a lot of alcohol before you do it, because that shit's gonna suck, man.
Yeah.
So his mom gets a government job, and the kids are able to come back because she can support him now. And at the age of 12, he finally gets a friend. And so that's a good thing, you know, because his mom was kind of worried about him, even though she had problems. So the things he gets into is going down to the bathhouses, because he can watch men and boys get undressed and be naked. And he thinks that's great. He, with his friend, he's got the things they do when they get together are, they eat each other's shit and drink each other's piss for fun.
Two guys, one cup. Excuse
you
me.
You got
excuse
it.
Me. Oh, no. Two guys, one mug.
One mug.
Hold my beer and watch this.
This is, hold so this is the thing.
Hold this mug and of piss and watch this.
It does not go away. Oh. On episode 2, I'll get even more into that. Well, actually, I'll get in more into it on this one as well.
Just a disclaimer.
I might
here
as well
for...
just pull up a page and watch porn while you do this.
Mute your mic and keep it on silent.
What does any of this have to do with kid porn?
A lot, really. I mean, they just minus cameras for a lot of this, because he gets into at 12 to 15 years old. He eventually drops out of school at 15. And
I've already got visuals.
You need a job if you drop out of school. So he starts to prostitute himself down to the bathhouses at 12 to 15. Oy, 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 oy. That was appropriately timed, wasn't it?
I try. Son of a bitch. I try. There's no Todd here, so it's easier.
So, you know, even, you know, well, there's sick fucks. There's always been sick fucks. So I guess paying a 12-year-old boy to fuck him is something, I suppose.
Was he paid in, like, pizza rolls or
what? I don't know how it worked, honestly. But Okay, so later, he becomes a painter when he moves to New York. So he's painting apartments.
Was he painting like shit brown? Or?
Probably. I'm guessing it was, what was it, 1898? Was it? Would it still have been like, everything would have been like a tan color probably? Or like I don't know.
Lead-based paint.
Oh, I'm sure it was
lead-based. All I've got is he's seen a lot of red doors and was not a fan of black.
I was going to say he saw a lot of red doors and wanted to paint them black, but you know, that's just me.
And the problem I have with this book that makes me so angry is that it's not the book's fault. It's not the writer's fault. It's like almost everything that we know about him came from his own mouth.
Oh,
so
he was literally full of shit, like in the mouth absolutely. And the ass
and metal later.
Yeah.
I think I comes.
And he said that while painting these apartments, he would have time to be at home while other people were at work or busy and kids would be around playing in the apartment buildings. And he would take them down to the basement. And he said upwards of 400 kids he probably molested and raped.
Matt, you got to put a fucking warning out. He'd be like, oh, this is going to suck. Hold on a second. You got to say that shit before you fucking say stuff like that.
I assumed it was implied when I said I'm doing Albert Fish. I have a fucking
bad taste in my mouth now. It kind of tastes like shit.
Doesn't look like shit.
Even though I'm never eating shit.
You can wash it down with some hot apple cider, which is what he referred to piss as. And the shit was peanut butter. He called it peanut butter.
Yeah, was it crunchy or creamy?
It just depends on what you ate, my man. I don't know.
Well, considering the letters, he literally wanted to take it coming out fresh.
Yeah. And I'll read some of those on the next one. But he talked about bending it whenever she had to number two. He would bend her over his knee, pull up her dress, drop her panties, put his mouth right to her butthole so he could have the peanut butter right out the tap.
Okay. Yep. I'm trying to just stay on target. I'm trying to put a visual of like Team America in my fucking brain right now just so I don't lose my shit.
So you're not getting hot? This is not firing you up or anything? Because it ain't my jam either. Peanut butter and jam?
I will never die. Okay, go on. Go on.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
And believe it or not, he actually found a woman and got married. Anna Hoffman, because his mom was worried about, well, yeah, two different times. Yeah, but Anna Hoffman, his mom kind of set this up for him to get married. And they had six kids.
Six kids, yes.
A lot.
He actually got into a bunch of petty crimes that he went to Sing Sing five or six times. He got arrested for this or that, like theft and, you know, kind of small shit compared to, you know, what's coming up.
So basically, he went to Sing Sing for grand larceny.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
So he would like get fed up with the kids at home and the wife and be like, I need to take it up the ass a couple times. I need to go to jail for a while.
Yeah, speaking of which he met 19-year-old Thomas Keaton, who was a mentally challenged fella.
Was he retarded?
Yeah.
Mentally.
Pretty much, yeah. He was like...
By the way, I can say that because at the time, that's what they were called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Now that we call them mentally challenged. Well, I just figured
that you being left-handed and colorblind would give you the right to,
I'm only retarded legally in like 36 12 states, days, man.
Is just, it 36 now? Yeah. And this keeps growing every time.
Yeah. Goddamn government, man.
He meets this poor boy who is actually looking for a mentor. Like, he, you know, just looking for anybody that can help him out in his life to get going. So they end up in an apartment, but the apartment wasn't good enough for Albert because... people could hear him scream.
So the walls were too thin?
Yeah. So he gets a barn, and he keeps this guy out there. He's had him for like a month. He'll have him bound up. He said he let the kid go for like 5 days, and all he gave him was water and whippings for like 5 days. That he would tie him up in different positions and beat his ass with a belt. A cat of nine tails, and he brings out these weapons later. And
oh my god,
instruments of hell!
All right, boy, it's time for some W's, whippings and water.
Whippings and water, and he would get like go out and get thorn branches, and he said he would spank him with them, but that wasn't good enough. So he started like when he'd snap, hit him with it, he'd like yank his head, hand so that it would tear, because he would talk about how it tore his ass, his fat ass, and he loved it. And he even took a knife and would cut his ass and then drink the blood, suck it out of his butt.
Did he spit in first? I don't.
I'm just going to officially say this now. This is the first time ever that I have been absolutely fucking disgusted.
Fucking took you long enough.
I'm ready to take my headset off and bow out of this shit already.
Okay, all right.
We're like, it's... what? Fucking 10 minutes into this shit?
Oh my. Technically 20, 20, but yeah. I mean, 20, yeah. I was ready about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. But they... He did, after the 5 days, he did bring him a sandwich and something else to drink that wasn't water, but he first made him eat shit.
Or was it a sandwich?
It's a sandwich. He brought him a sandwich. He did make him eat shit before he was able to eat the food. He would tie him up in various positions to where he couldn't move, and then like rubbing alcohol on his ass and set him on fire. He set his balls on fire. He took a shit and then made the guy lick his ass clean.
Okay. I got to step away for a minute. Just keep going. Okay. I'll be right back.
Oh, boy. So, I watched a couple good movies. If you guys want to.
Keep going.
So, could you imagine a whole like month of just being tied up and tortured nonstop? And that isn't even that, it isn't even got to the bad part yet of what he had done to this guy. He said after he had done all these things to him, he would make him do them to him. Mm-hmm. Like Albert was like, okay, now it's my turn. You fucking start whipping me with that shit and cutting me and drinking my blood and beat me and rape me, all this shit. And yeah, he said they probably ate 10 pounds of peanut butter and drank gallons of piss over the time that they were there. The hot apple cider. Well, Todd's out.
I think episodes like this need to be done by me.
They probably should have.
I think it's easier to take when I'm saying it for some reason.
Okay,
keep going.
We're not even to the worst part of it yet.
I know.
So
trust me, Lindy.
All right, you do the part.
It doesn't
where
matter
he gets
whose voice it is.
Dead,
you say
or
things or like that.
I just fucking smoked a cigarette because that I'm just. That's this. Where
I fucking just dry heaving.
Oh, you think this is bad? The next episode's going to be worse. That's why I'm going to keep. I'll keep this one short. We'll keep the first one short and the next one because a lot of the stuff that I read. I was reading it, and I was like, that mother, he was lying out his ass. He had to be fucking lying about this or that, so I would leave some of the stuff out.
I mean, everything else came out of his ass and in his ass. I mean.
ATM, buddy. There were a lot of ATM going on here.
What does Todd always say? I'm only as straight as my options.
Yeah. Well, if you're locked up.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I have found my limits. Okay. And
if you're a mentally challenged 18-year-old that's tied up in a barn, your options are whatever the fuck he's going to do. But then he, like, Zach was gone when I said it, but he would have him do the same stuff.
I don't want to fucking hear it. Just
he would have him do the same stuff.
Move along.
Okay.
All right. So Matt, normally I limit myself to 2 beers per podcast. I've already opened the third one, and we're only fucking 22 minutes into this shit.
So Albert did want to kill him and take him home to eat. Like he wanted to do that.
God, why do you always have to do fucking episodes like this?
But another thing Albert would do though also is after he would beat him and do all these things, he would bring like stuff to nurse him back to health. Like the next day he would come back and clean the wounds and wrap everything up and just start cutting him in other places. And so what he wanted to do right at the end was he tied him up and he got him good and hard. And then he started to cut off the head of his dick, and he got about halfway through before he finally stopped. And he did nurse, you know, as well as the nursing could be done by that idiot at the time with what they had.
So I forget what
peroxide, I think, is what he used and wrapped it up. Yeah.
Oh shit. You and then Todd doesn't drink anymore. You're making fucking Todd break one open.
He gave him $10 and kissed him and went about his way.
So, I mean, it's
did
like,
we get the name of this young man?
Yeah, I said Thomas Keenan. Keating. Yeah. He so and that's it. I don't. It's hard telling if that guy lived or not. I mean, seriously, he was just left. He just left him in the barn where he had had him for over a month. And so, you know, Albert's not paying a lot of attention to his family, apparently, since whenever he's not painting things, he's out raping and torturing poor people.
And cutting people's penises half off.
You know, John Straub was a man that rented a home in their house. He was a handyman. And in 1917, his wife up and leaves him for John Straub and leaves all the kids as well.
Ooh.
Six kids. She's just mm-hmm. like, no.
What's the fucking Kenny Rogers song? That's what
my head. Turn around.
No, not that one. No, not turn around. It's the one where it's like with six kids in a field full of fucking crops or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're. Yeah,
I can't fucking think of it, but that's exactly. I can't
think of the name of it either.
It'll come.
And all I've got is islands in the stream. That is what we are.
Yeah,
Lucille.
Lucille. Yeah. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You bitch. You cunt. You whore.
She left him with
six hungry children and crops in the field.
Well, they ended up coming back. Like, she left him with the dude and then came back and said he was abusive. So Albert took her back. And then she got back with the guy and they stole, like, everything in the house.
Yeah, they didn't even leave mattresses for the kids.
You found another and you were gone.
It reminds me of that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that had he's like, she took the ice trays out of the ice box. What kind of sick bitch takes the ice trays out of the ice box?
So, get the ice box, do it now.
So yeah. So she left him. Believe it or not, he gets worse after this. He's a little bit more messed up in his head.
How is this even possible?
Here's a few things his kids found him doing. And mind, he never hurt his kids. Apparently, he was a decent father. That's the best I can give you. That's other than that. I mean, one of his kids found him one morning. He was rolled up in a carpet like a burrito. Because he said John the Baptist had told him to.
Shit where you eat, but he did shit where he eats. So I can't really say that.
That was a lot of what he wanted to do. Another one of his kids seen him one day. He was naked and just standing out on a hill yelling, "I am Christ," over and over and over.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. Shit on my chest. It's just shit on my chest.
Then one of his sons finds this cubby where he found a couple paddles in it that had some, finishing nails that were drove through it to stick out far enough. And he asked his dad what they were for. He said, I used them on myself.
Smack my ass real hard with them until I bleed.
And then eventually the kid hurts
like a little vampire because I'm crazy. And then sometimes I shit on that paddle and then I lick it off of my tongue and I scrape my tongue up and it gets all bloody and I just lick it anyway. I like it, especially when it's the chunky kind of poops. It's my favorite.
I'm fucking glad this one's short.
You were saying that.
So one of the sons said that he heard noises coming from his father's room and he went in to see what was happening.
For video. You got to fucking sit up. Come on.
And
is this where Albert Jr. Finds him?
Yeah.
This is in Albert Jr.'s room.
It was in Albert Jr.'s room that he was doing this. Okay. Yeah. He opens the door to see his dad fully erect and just yanking on it. With a paddle in the other hand that had the nails coming out of it, smacking himself in the ass. So just blood dripping down his legs, smacking himself in the ass with this paddle while jerking off. It's the monks.
Yes.
Because he did think, he ended up did say, well, motherfucker was, you know, he was just nuts to begin with, but he did say that a lot of things he was doing was because God was telling him to, like he would actually hear it in his head. And so I have one more to read for this one. And then I think for the
always
next one,
you gotta bring your imaginary friend into this shit.
So for the next one, I think I'll probably send a few pictures to Zach, but, this comes up later. I won't get into this story yet, but I just want you to hear of the things that this is what was kind of happening. She haunted his dreams in his sleep. He would rise from the depths and come to him, her small face twisted with terror and fury, her fingers curled into claws, her little girl's voice shrill with the final cry, "I'll tell Mama." He would wake in a puddle of his sweat, heart racing, God's own words ripping in his ears, demanding anointment, mortification of the flesh. He would leap from his sodden bedclothes, stripped to his skin, and fetch his needles and thimble. He would squat, reach under, find a place, shove harder until it was all the way in. The torture was white hot agonizing, but the pain made him stiffen, and he would pull at himself savagely, seeing the girl's face swim before him, hearing the booming voice inside his head, "O ye daughter of Babylon."
Sounds like a fucking Slayer song.
So he would torture himself, but you would think it would be to like try to seek forgiveness, but he just enjoyed it. Like he would take sewing pins and shove them in his taint. He tried to shove them in his balls, but he said it hurt too much.
What?
So, yeah.
He okay, shoves them in his legs, his stomach, his scrotum, his penis, and his taint. Yeah.
Okay. We just found our 15-second clip for that was it right there.
There was
his penis, his scrotum, his taint. All right.
You're welcome.
Muchas gracias.
There were 29 needles when they did the x-ray.
And some of them
in his pelvic region.
And some of them had actually dissolved, like, yeah, they were like rusting away like because they'd been in there for so long. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you, never mind. I'm not even going to keep going.
He would drive them in so far that he wouldn't be able to pull them back out. Yeah, he didn't. He wanted them to stay in there so that every time he moved, it would hurt. So good. Come on, baby. Didn't think I was going to bring up the old cougar in this one, did you?
What does any of this have to do with
Oh, my God. I hate that sound bite now. I fucking hate it.
So yeah, it's getting
just drop a bomb on it now too. Just...
So in 1924, it was July 11th. Patrice Keel, she was offered a nickel to go into the woods with the fellow that came staggering up. He becomes known as the Gray Man after this because her mom happens to notice it out the kitchen window and comes running out to confront the guy, and he runs off. Right, so. Uh-huh. But the dad gets home. The mom tells her about it. He finds him that night sleeping in their barn and didn't kill him.
Well, like, I mean, what? If he would have, it would have, you know, solved a lot of problems.
A lot.
I have a question.
Yeah.
In all of your research, did he have like normal missionary style sex with women?
He didn't have.
Just boring.
It didn't come into any details like that.
Because I'm assuming the kids were his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then later he...
Because like the profile I have in my brain right now is that he had the most boring, normal sex with a woman, and then anything he did to serve himself or with a man was like off the fucking rails.
Yep. Yeah. I imagine that's probably what it was around his family. He just... Mm-hmm. Well, until his wife left him, and then he lost it a bit more and let his kids see a little bit more of him. But
well, and his second wife said,
"Oh, the games."
They were only together for a week.
Yep, but it didn't take long for her to marry him either.
No, that's true.
Yeah. She like married him pretty much immediately. But he would like to play games with the kids that were. Well, I'll get into him on the next episode, but let's just say it involved him running to the bedroom to change his clothes to play the games because he just wore like a super thin pair of shorts while they played these games that involved whipping him with various objects.
Next episode without me. We'll see.
So So, yeah, after finding the guy up in the barn, just run him off. He was trying to lure the little girl into the woods by giving her a nickel. I mean, dude, I lost my shit. I would have seriously lost my damn mind.
I already said it. I'm not going to say it again.
Her dad's name was Arthur, and Arthur's coming up. So this is, okay, this is right toward the end here. I can't believe I'm already to it this quick. I was going to go into more stuff, but it didn't seem like you guys wanted to at the earlier things.
No, we don't
want to
do this fucking shit at all, Matt.
Okay. Francis McDonald comes up missing. He's an 8-year-old that was outside playing with his friends. His mom remembers seeing a old man that was like scrawny, walking down the street, mumbling to himself, clenching his fists, you know,
old
open
man,
and shut.
Take a look at my shit.
Neil Young now. We're covering it all.
You're saying shit and it's popping in my head.
This might be 3 episodes, just 3 shorter ones. Than
I'm fine with that. I'm fucking fine with that. Yeah.
As reading this book, I would like, baby, listen to this. And I'd start reading parts. I don't want to hear that.
Not many people can break me, Matt. You've already broke me. I've almost vomited. I'm disgusted. And I'm not even coming up with the goopy songs like Zach. I'm out of it already.
When I came to the peanut butter part, when he wrote that letter, I'm reading it and I'm gagging. And Andrew's like, and I'm all here, just read this paragraph because I can't read it to you.
I'm not saying this shit out loud.
I've never seen a serial killer book make you gag. And I was like, just take the book.
I think you should burn this fucking book when we're done with this, by the way.
Another thing about this book is I could probably do an episode on the Lindenberg baby as much as it's talked about in here, too, because of all the child missing
and,
children. And
the German vampire, Herman.
Yeah.
Did you say German? Oh,
German.
That'll be a fun one.
But he had a big fanger.
Schnitzelgruben. Since 13's my limit on Schnitzelgruben. You're making a German spectacle of
fucking
yourself.
Fucking hurry up with this schnitzel. Let's
okay, all right, all right.
With.
Yep, 8-year-old Francis McDowell is playing outside with some friends. He was lured off into the woods by what will later be called the Gray Man. And when the autopsy was done, it was found that he had raisins in his stomach. So it was like he lured him back there with raisins, like as candy. And his dad, Arthur, was a cop. So he had everybody on red alert.
Wait a minute.
Trying to find this kid. Mm-hmm. He didn't sit around to question anything or check anything out. He's just walking down the street, said, there's a kid. I'll go after him. That's mm-hmm.
And then they found him the next day and they fucking hung him the day after that and end of story.
And
right?
All of this is over.
Yay! They did find the boy the next day. He was found by some Boy Scouts. They found his body.
Did he get a badge for that or
yeah, you
my
get
body
the
finding badge?
Yeah, you'll get the you'll never forget this badge. This will be with you forever. Thanks to an old piece of shit asshole that they thought it was him. He was beaten so mercilessly on his face and cut and that they almost couldn't tell who he was. He was strangled with his own suspenders that so deep that it was almost into like it had almost cut into his neck.
It into his skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into the rest of what happened to him the next episode because you think it's bad. And it's fitting to get a lot worse on the next episode. That's why we'll keep this one. What is this? Only 40 minutes? Fuck's sake. But I think we do 3 40-minute ones maybe just so we can take small doses.
Why the fuck do we have to do all this heavy shit back to back to back to back? That's what I want to know. Like, why can't we just do some stupid shit in the middle?
We could do, I'm going to do it stupid shit next, but I think we'll do like, I think 3 short ones will probably be pretty fun. They're not fun. It's not fun.
I'm never going to fucking eat peanut butter again. I know that.
So
unless I got the hiccups.
Recap: Fish lived with mother and father, then went to an orphanage where it was very poor conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Then went back to mother. Then got married, first wife, had six kids, got mm-hmm. left.
Yep.
Had Finn for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then got married, wife number two, for a week. Then mm-hmm. floated around, basically living with his children at various yep. times, doing yep. various things, working as a handyman in different apartment communities.
Yep. Fixing windows, painting shit, stuff like that he would do. Sticking yeah.
shit up his ass. Got it.
Oh, probably paintbrushes all the time, all day long.
Sticking things up his butt, becoming more and more insane as kids were witnessing him doing various things like the Christ thing, the whipping thing, the flagellation, the all of that kind of stuff. And then he started luring kids away with candy and peanuts.
And raisins. Raisins. Don't forget raisins.
Well, candy was considered, raisins were considered candy.
Okay.
Then, I think,
you got me,
yeah.
You got me dead bang. Oh, okay. You got me dead bang.
Because that was the depression, so you couldn't, that was the only, like, that was one of the only sweet things people could afford.
Right.
Okay. You know, it made me, yeah, it made me think of, like, the movie From Hell, where he would lure the prostitutes with,
Grapes.
Yeah, because. Because
mm-hmm. they were so expensive.
Yep.
Yeah.
You didn't have anything fine like that. It wasn't a, you couldn't find clean things to eat.
But all the people, and this is where everything starts blowing up, and they see the gray man everywhere. All these, and parents are on red alert now, as not all parents, as we'll get into on the next episode, are just like, give their daughter away, basically.
Grit your teeth a little more, man. I can almost understand you when you talk.
Yeah. Justifiably angry. So I'm going to, yes. I will keep these short because I think this will just be like blast beat. And then we'll be done.
I'm going to buy a bottle of Jack Daniels before next week. Anyway. Long time listener, last time caller. Thanks for having me.
I think I'm going to go.
Do you think there's even a chance I'll be able to give away this book to anybody? Do you think anybody's
going to want this? I think we should probably just fucking burn it and film it and then make that a fungible token and then somebody can buy that.
There are two copies of this book because I'm also reading this book along with Matt.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? You could have Wikipedia'd this shit.
We
don't do two podcasts
one day anymore, people. We just can't do it. We can't do it.
And that's part of it. I do not, this book is good. I do like Harold Schechter. This is not as good. This is not as good as the Ed Gein book. I don't think. I think mm-hmm. the Ed Gein book was a lot better. This one goes the way I'm doing it now. I had to take it all out of order as far as the book goes.
Yeah.
Cause I wanted it kind of be chronological.
Timeline order.
Yeah. I wanted to kind of keep it that way. So it was, I had to mess things up, which another reason why I kind of wanted to keep it short. Cause it was like, well, and actually, I thought this was going to be longer because I assumed I was going to go on with the barn thing for a lot longer than what I did.
I'm glad you did, but by the way. Thank you for that.
I mean, I wrote down other things, but, you know.
Thanks.
If you're getting, if you're getting your ass and balls whipped with a, see, I got cuts on my leg now from a thorn bush from when he's going through the woods. Now, if somebody was whipping my ass and balls with a thorn branch, fuck me. And I don't know how you enjoy that. That's not even sex at that point, right? I don't know how that gets you.
Apparently, someone's read those S&M books more than I have. I'm not into S&M shit, so I don't know.
No, it's not my jam.
Not mine either.
Once again.
I like to get in and get out.
We're not going to talk about fetishes here.
Are we done? Whoa. Yeah, we are.
No,
what does that mean? What does that mean?
Do you guys want to... Do you know how to ruin Halloween? You give out mini salads.
What the fuck are you doing? Mini salads?
We're going to talk about something else.
Oh, I see you're shifting.
I think Lindy realizes that I am on the verge of vomiting and uh-huh. does not want to see or hear that.
I can hear it double, so let's not do this, please, because then Lindy will throw up and it'll be a whole thing.
And we'll get it on video, too. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Lindy was rope-a-dope in that last scene. Just bob and weave. Get out of it.
Don't pull on your braids when he says that.
Then he
says that
makes it even weirder. Oh my. Matt, you are one of three people in this whole world that has done this to me. You're in a very high but low class.
Yeah.
And I don't even have graham crackers for this shit.
I think Todd just decided on my next episode for me.
Uh-oh.
If this is going to be the podcast of let's try and make Todd puke, you guys are done, all right?
Well, we're not done. But... Well, yeah.
The next episode will get a little more rocky than this one was.
Rocky road?
Not in a good way, let's say. Baby woof.
Baby woof.
There you go.
All right, on that note, you want to wrap this shit up?
Sorry, guys. Well, this is an episode you probably just listened to on your way to work. You don't have to pick it up on the way back home. Mm-hmm. But short and not so sweet. Unless that peanut butter, I don't know.
Come on, Matt.
Peanut butter and apple cider.
I'm going to wash it down with some hot apple cider. And I'm going to talk about
right,
that's
yet?
How they do it. Come in on. Hollywood, Mac. I don't know
at
if you knew that. But that's,
some red hots first.
That's coming up. That's how they do it in Hollywood. We'll get into his letters that he writes to people. And
God, Todd is fucking comatose. He can't even fucking, he's like, I'm done.
Todd just gave me the very first dirty look I've ever gotten from him.
It's hard to get.
Okay.
I don't know how you get excited without it. So, I appreciate it if you made it through this one, short as it is, even. The next one will be fun, and I hope you guys stick around. Tonight we're doing something, so it doesn't matter.
Why does every word shit, stick? What else you got?
Stick
peanut butter, red hots? Every fucking thing I'm going to deal with for the rest of my fucking life is all now a trigger.
Stick in the mud? Is that what you're talking about? Funny how his dad's nickname later came up to be one of his favorite things that he liked to do. Put his stick in the mud. And eat it right out the pipe, dude. Just right out the smoke, right out the pipe. By the way, I don't recommend that. That's not healthy.
No.
It's bad call. Bad idea. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sticking around. Join us on our lives that we're going to do. It's not going to be every Saturday anymore. We're going to kind of every other week it. Because, well, we got shit to do too. And actually, when you're researching an episode, like most people don't think about it, but like Zach done three episodes on one story. Lindy done three episodes on one story. I'm going to do three
and
on
possibly
this.
Possibly a fourth if
actually, it comes
we
back.
We did get a couple of people that want to know.
They more. Want to.
Yeah,
okay. So the trial.
Maybe we'll do that as a bonus episode.
Okay.
We can do that. Yeah.
I also want everybody to please like, rate, and review the podcast. And if you do it on Spotify, it would really help us out. If you're not listening on Spotify, I get it. But if you have Spotify, please go through Spotify. Now we're hosted through Spotify, so we're trying to get the algorithm up. Yeah. We're doing really well. Pay no attention to the man vomiting in the back. As always.
Shit.
Thanks for hanging.
Exactly.
We just made my brother barf. I've grossed my brother out a lot. You like crunchy or creamy?
So it's like the best insult I could ever throw at Todd anymore is eat shit, motherfucker. And then
all right, wrap this shit up.
All right. Yes, please leave a review. Like, I love Lindy. I love peanut butter and cider. Ooh, that didn't shouldn't put ooh, those together.
No, maybe don't that, follow right, that one with that
really,
one.
Really, they come out right or go in right or something. Yeah. Whatever. So, yeah. Thank you for the hat, and we will see you next Tuesday. Hopefully, Todd's here.
All right, guys. Later.
Later.
Bye.
And Todd says, I love you. Bye.
I like you.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy.